Former Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic is scheduled to appear before the UN War Crimes Tribunal at The Hague in the next few days. He will hear the charges against him. Milosevic was flown to the Netherlands yesterday. He faces trial for crimes against humanity committed by Serbian forces in Kosovo 2 years ago. About 10,000 ethnic Albanians are believed to have been killed in Kosovo before a NATO bombing campaign forced the Serbian army out of the province. Milosevic had been in jail in Belgrade since April. He was being investigated for corruption and abuse of power during his 12 years as Yugoslavia's leader. David Hawley is a reporter for the Los Angeles Times in Belgrade. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the transfer of Milosevic to The Hague was swift, and it was a surprise, wasn't it?
Well, people knew that it would be coming sometime within the next week, but not very many people really thought the chances were that strong that it would happen yesterday evening.
So how did this happen?
The government here is mainly controlled by reformers who were very concerned to show cooperation with The Hague to ensure the success of a donors conference that's starting today. And they simply decided to go ahead and send Milosevic, regardless of the legal arguments made against it and considerable political opposition here.
So there was a split in opinion whether he should be sent to The Hague.
Well, that's right. There were two kinds of splits. There were Milosevic supporters who simply didn't want him to be sent at all. And among the reformers, some thought that they needed a stronger legal basis, and others said, we have the power and the responsibility to do this. We should just do it.
And it's no coincidence that this came at a time when Western governments were considering giving some aid to Yugoslavia.
That's right. They, of course, have tried to deny that this is directly related, but they haven't denied that the conference is one of the factors influencing it. They need very much to have debts written off and to get aid. And the West has made it very clear that handing Milosevic over was one of the conditions to getting the aid that they need.
Now, Milosevic's successor as Yugoslavia's president, Vojislav Koštunica, has denounced this handover. He says it's illegal and unconstitutional. Why was he so opposed?
Well, there are a variety of reasons. He is seen as someone who wants to take a legal approach to not follow the lawlessness of the Milosevic years with further lawlessness here. So part of it is sincere, and part of it is a reflection of political rivalry between Koštunica and Serbian Prime Minister Zoran Djindjic, who are allies in the democratic movement but rivals for leadership. And Koštunica wins popularity among people who may be less anti-Milosevic or even Milosevic supporters by making this kind of criticism. But he hasn't tried seriously to block the handover.
And I also understand there have been street protests against the handover of Milosevic.
Yes, there were actually protests in two places last night, a small one outside the prison after Milosevic was taken away, and a larger one with about 4,000 people in downtown Belgrade. Not a terribly large protest, but one of the angriest ones since Milosevic fell.
So he still has a lot of support there?
Well, recent opinion polls show that about half of Serbia's population agree with the idea of sending Milosevic to The Hague, but many of them agree only because of the international pressure and the recognition of economic disaster if they don't do it. And many others believe deeply that this is wrong, and some people still consider Milosevic a hero, although most people think that he didn't handle things very well.
Could this cause some widespread unrest in the country and topple the government?
There's not really any fear of widespread unrest. There is concern about isolated incidents of terrorism, possibly violent attacks by small numbers of people. And there also are concerns that the split between Koštunica and Djindjic could lead to the democratic coalition falling apart, which could bring down either the Yugoslav government or the Serbian government.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Los Angeles Times reporter David Hawley in Belgrade.